Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Integrity. Integrity means whole, undivided. Integrity indicates original, unblemished condition. Because integrity means whole, original, and unblemished, the word also can be used to indicate such beautiful qualities as honesty, faithfulness, purity, reliability, uprightness, honor, incorruptibility, forthrightness, and other noble virtues. Because of my integrity, David wrote those words, but not because he wanted to sing and pray them all by himself. David wrote Psalm 41 because he wanted you to sing and pray them with him. He wanted you to say to God in sincerity and truth, "You have upheld me, O Lord, because of my integrity." Can you bring yourself to do that? God, the living God, had David's words written into Holy Scriptures. David's words are in the Scriptures because the Lord your God wants you to also pray with all honesty, "You have upheld me, O Lord, because of my integrity." Can you do that? Can you honestly join with David in saying to God, "You have upheld me, O Lord, because of my integrity"? The answer is yes. Yes, because you are the baptized child of Christ, and because Christ is risen. The resurrection of our Lord has guaranteed that your answer is indeed yes, even though you might feel tempted to think that your answer should be no. Because of my integrity. Everybody wants to have integrity. Nobody has it, or at least not in the original main sense of the word. Our loss of integrity was originally Adam and Eve, who fell into sin, and then it became ours. Remember, integrity means whole and undivided. Integrity indicates an original, unblemished condition. Integrity also can be used to indicate such beautiful qualities as honesty, faithfulness, and purity. Boy, we all want to be described with such wonderful words, and to a certain extent, we all can be. But only to a certain extent. As I thought about this text, I'm hesitant to pray to the Lord, "You have upheld me because of my integrity." Perhaps you do not think all the qualities of integrity rightly describes you, at least not all the time. Perhaps you can see a different set of qualities at work inside yourself. Not whole and undivided, but sometimes double-minded, we're told in James, and other times doubtful, as we're told in Matthew 14. Not in original, unblemished condition, but chipped, broken, stained with sin, hampered by the memory of wrongdoing, and marked with regret. Honest, but not always. True and faithful, but only when no temptation is present. Mostly reliable and honorable and hopefully incorruptible, but nobody's perfect. Such realizations might make it feel a little brazen or dishonest for us to pray David's words, "You have upheld me because of my integrity." We all want to have integrity. In most cases, any of us would gladly describe ourselves as having integrity. But we probably would not want to talk that way in the presence of a holy God who knows our hearts. He knows where our integrity falls apart. Maybe it is wisest and best to mumble Psalm 41 when it states, "Maybe you have helped me with that because of my integrity." Or to pray those words with the thought that they probably refer to someone else and not so much to you or me. No, David wrote Psalm 41 because he wanted each of us to sing and pray together with him. David's words are in the scriptures because the Lord our God also wants us to pray and sing those words together with David. You have upheld me because of my integrity. Throughout the season of Lent, our midweek worship and meditations focused on Psalm 41. The midweek meditation emphasized two vitally essential points for God's children. In one way or another, all of God's Psalms, including Psalm 41, speak about our Lord and his work of salvation on our behalf. That is why God included the Psalms in his scriptures. They bear witness, he says, about me. Because the Psalms are about Jesus, they are also about you. You are, after all, the baptized of Christ. When you were baptized, you miraculously entered Christ's holy body. Just as surely as he entered yours. And Christ is risen. You and your risen Christ are now joined together as one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. What does our union with Christ tell us? It indicates that when Jesus of Nazareth died upon his cross on Good Friday, you and I and all the baptized of Christ died there with him. Baptism is why Paul could say, and why each of us can say with Paul, "I have been crucified with Christ." In addition to that, baptism also indicates that when Jesus rose from the dead, God the Father also raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. At your baptism, your Lord's perfection became yours, and your sins became his. His strength became yours, and your weaknesses became his. His life became yours, and your death became his. And his perfect and unblemished integrity became yours, and any lack of integrity in you became his. 2 Peter 1:4 says, "You are now partakers of the divine nature." Because of your baptismal participation in the divine nature of Christ, every scripture passage that speaks about Jesus speaks about you. In all human history, only Christ Jesus our Lord could pray to his Father based on his own merit, "You have upheld me because of my integrity." But Jesus, our resurrected Jesus, has now joined himself to you. In that miraculous joining, whatever the scriptures say about Jesus can now also be said in all faithfulness and honesty about you. You have upheld me because of my integrity. Integrity means whole and undivided. Integrity means in the original, unblemished condition. Integrity indicates such qualities as honesty, faithfulness, purity, reliability, uprightness, honor, incorruptibility, and forthrightness. Those qualities all describe Jesus, the one who was crucified. Because of our Lord's personal integrity, God raised him up, loosening the pangs of death because it is not possible for him to be held by it. As you heard in today's gospel, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. By the power of his death and in the victory of his resurrection, Jesus has now given all of his integrity to you, so that his perfect integrity may be yours forever. Our Lord's personal integrity has been delivered to you in the waters of baptism, which joined you both in his death and his resurrection. The Lord's personal integrity has miraculously entered your heart and mind through the proclamation of the gospel. Through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord's personal integrity enters your heart and your soul. Our Lord's personal integrity likewise enters your mouth and fills your entire body when you participate in the blessed sacrament of the altar. With confidence, we can proclaim that Christ lives, and we with him, as we hear in Romans 6:9, death no longer has dominion over him. Our Lord's personal integrity, given personally to you through faith in Jesus Christ, is the power by which you now can pray to the Lord with all goodliness and honesty, "You have upheld me because of my integrity." That same integrity poured out by our God is the only reason why I can pray likewise with you. King David did not rely upon his own integrity when he prayed. King David relied on the integrity of his Christ, who was both David's son and David's Lord. You and I do not need to rely upon our own integrity any more than David did. David's son was also born to us. David's Lord died also for us. If you've not really accepted David's Lord, today is the day he's knocking at the door of your heart. He's inviting you to join the party, giving you a party hat. Through faith in Jesus Christ, David's prayer can be your prayer. And David's rejoicing in eternity can be likewise your rejoicing, both now and forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Why? Because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Yes, it shall be so.